1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Hello! It is game night. Murray State taking on SIU tonight. We're going to talk about the weekend in the OVC and give you a little bit of a preview of tonight's game. But before we do, sort of a surprise last night. Not a surprise, really, that Belmont went to Tennessee State and lost. That's really not a surprise. Middle Tennessee is really good, so not any issue with that. But they were thumped. Middle Tennessee beat them by 21 points, 83-62. Really did a great job limiting Evan Brad in terms of, or Evan Brad's rather, his touches. Didn't even take many shots in the game. Belmont 6 of 30 from three-point range, and this Middle Tennessee team, the Racers got them early. That was their season opener when the Racers beat them, but they've gone on and won the Great Alaska Shootout. They've beaten Auburn, put a 21-point whooping on Belmont. That's going to go as a pretty good win for the Racers when all is said and done. That is a good one. That's a really good Middle Tennessee team, and we knew once they started making the shots that they would be pretty tough to beat, and they have started making their shots. Also last night, Lipscomb led to Tennessee State for most of the game, but Tennessee State rallied to win. I'm telling you, Tennessee State, suddenly they're opening some eyes. They're 8-2. It's the best record in the OVC, getting some wins, getting some good quality play, and they're now a team. We're going to put them on the watch list for look out. They could be a team that challenges Belmont for the OVC East title. They're definitely going to give them a run, and if the early going's any indication, they'll give a challenge for the OVC title overall. They're pretty good. And the Racers only have to play them once, although it is there, and Belmont has to play Tennessee State twice. But still a lot of basketball to be played. But through the first 10 games, Tennessee State, they have to be considered the most surprising team on the upside of any team in the OVC. All right, tonight it is really a pretty full slate of games. Besides the Racers game, Eastern Kentucky's at East Tennessee. Arkansas State is at Martin. Miami of Ohio is at Tennessee Tech. Jacksonville State is at Loyola Marymount. Saturday, Belmont's at Cleveland State. Eastern Illinois visits Houston. Tennessee State takes on Alcorn State in Memphis. SEMO visits Northern Kentucky. And a couple of Sunday games finds Austin Peay at Lipscomb and Western Carolina against Morehead State. Let's take a look at tonight's SIU-Murray State game. And this was a Southern Illinois team that, I'll be honest, and I've said this a couple of times, and I just don't want to really repeat myself, but in case you haven't heard it, at the end of last season, you know, we took a look at the team that the Racers beat in Carbondale, 83-71 campaign with 22 points in that game. And you know, Barry Hinson, unlike the year before over in Murray, when he gave one of the most memorable press conferences in the history of college basketball, he was, you know, really complimentary. He said the Racers were a good team. He was right. 29 wins. And there was a lot of youth on that team with Southern Illinois. But I was extremely impressed with several of those players. And you figure, look, the best is yet to come for this SIU team. They're going to return the bulk of the squad. And they ended up losing 21 games last year. But you knew they were going to turn it around with what they had coming back. However, Jordan Caroline says, I'm leaving. Then within a day, Deion Lavender said he's out. Jalen Pendleton, Chaz Glotta, Casey Goodwin also left. That's five players who left the team for SIU. And I know if you're an SIU fan, it's like, look, we just lost 21 games, and we just lost five players. They had to be thinking, is Barry Hinson really the guy we want here at SIU? Because we may lose 25 or 30 games this year at this rate. Well, at this rate. But give Barry Hinson a ton of credit. Didn't panic. Obviously, the players who left were players who maybe needed to be somewhere else. He retooled, picked up a couple of JUCO players who've made impacts, and suddenly SIU is having a great season. It's the best start under Barry Hinson at SIU. They come in at 9-2. They've been extremely impressive, really shooting the ball well, hitting 48% from the field. They're making 36% from three-point range. And no surprise, Anthony Bean, a kid that we saw play as a youngster, has now turned into a fabulous senior guard. He's averaging 20.5 points per game, making 44% of his three-point shots. and he has a lot of help. Sean O'Brien, another really impressive sophomore we saw over there last year, 6'7 junior. He comes in averaging 14.3 points, 6.7 rebounds per game. JUCO transfer Mike Rodriguez running the show, 5'10 junior, 10.8 points per contest. He can also make a 30% from three range. Tyler Smith Peters not scoring much, playing a good role as a starter. He is a 6'4 junior, averages 7.5 points a game. He also knocks down threes at a 50% rate. Again, doesn't shoot many, but he's accurate when he knocks them down. And Bola Olanin, a 6'7 junior, averages 6 points, but 7.8 rebounds per game, plus some punch off the bench. And another JUCO transfer, Leo Vincent, who's providing 7.1 points per game, making 35% of his three-point shots. Armand Fletcher, a freshman, averaging 6.4 points per contest. And also Austin Wire, a 6'8 freshman, 4.2 points per game. So this team has some size they can use. They're scoring almost 80 points per game, rebounding just about dead even with their opponents, giving up about 70 per game. This will be quite the challenge for the Racers. This is a team playing with a lot of confidence. The Racers, on the other hand, a team still looking to figure out ways to win close games down the stretch. They had some early success. Recently, they have not had the success. Lost three of the last four. But as we mentioned, if Bryce Jones' shot at the end of regulation against Evansville goes in, that's a win. Jeffrey Moss makes his final shot against Illinois State, that's a win. The Racers are sitting 7-3 instead of 5-5. That's the thin margin of error in college basketball, especially for the Racers. And they have that, as Matt McMahon has mentioned many times in his coaches show, it is a slim margin for success for the team. They really have to do things well offensively, defensively. They don't have room, really, because they don't have that unbelievable guy. You know, there's no NBA scout showing up to look at anybody for the Razors. So everyone has to really be clicking. They have to shoot it well. They have to rebound well. Have to defend well. They can't have any really terrible deficit in any area in order to win ball games. When they correct that, and this is a team that I still feel they can be the best team in the OVC. They just haven't gotten there yet. But we may have been fooled a little bit by the early success the team had as far as wins go. But, you know, when I looked at the schedule and saw the first 10 games, I thought 5-5, 6-4 at best. I mean, gosh, you have one starter back. But I knew what Wayne Langston would be. He's way ahead of what I thought. I mean, I thought Wayne would be a big contributor this year, but my goodness, I'm not sure how much better Wayne can play. He's playing fantastically. Bryce Jones has been really good. A little bit of growing pains in terms of maybe decision-making in the last couple of games, but trust me, he has been phenomenal, really distributes well. I love the way he's shooting. He's now up to 40% from three-point range. You know, everyone knows Jeffrey Moss's shooting stats are down, but Jeff, at the end of the season, he's always pretty much right where he usually is. He usually has a slump a year and usually has a hot streak a year. So he's, I guarantee you, knocking on the door of the hot streak. It may start tonight. It may start a little bit later, but it's coming. DeMarcus Croker's healthy. That's good news. G. McGee coming off maybe one of his worst games against Illinois State in terms of production. Again, what Matt McMahon looks out of G is just consistency. G at his best is good enough for this team. I mean, he's really good. Off the bench, Chad Culbreth, he's your typical freshman. He'll give you a lot of good plays, an occasional bad one, but the energy that Chad brings into the game whenever he comes in is undeniable. It's a big part of what the Racers are going to be this season. Breon Sanctius, as he continues to learn, he is going to be a big help to the team. Justin Seymour, coming off a terrific game heading into Illinois State, had not quite as good a game shooting the ball, but he's a guy that has a good track record for shooting. And I know Matt has said he wants to bring A.J. Patty along for more playing time and get Charles Brown that sometime later in the season where he can develop into someone who can also help the team. They'll be pretty deep, have some decent size when they can get all those players in where they can get 10 minutes or so into the contest. And this is still a team that I'm very high on, feel very good about what they're going to be able to accomplish. I'm not discouraged at all by the 3-3 or three losses in the last three games and the 5-5 record. So it's Murray State SIU. Racers have beaten them the last two times. And the last time they were in here, that was a very, very memorable press conference. But SIU playing extremely well. This ought to be a good one. None of the high school teams are in action tonight locally. Murray and Callaway County, the Callaway girls, they play tomorrow. The Murray High girls, they play tomorrow. The Murray High boys, they don't play till Monday, and the Callaway boys play tomorrow. So there are no Friday night games. Kind of an oddity, but that leaves the door open for a really good crowd tonight for Murray State and Southern Illinois at the CFSB Center. All right, we gave you the lowdown on the rest of the action in the OVC and what happened last night. The Racer women yesterday, the rebounding stat is just staggering. 63-21, they were out-rebounded, and they lost 79-54. This was a close game at halftime, 31-all, but in the second half, Jacksonville pulled away. Kashawn and James led Murray with 24 points, Kyra Gulledge 14, but the rebounding, it's about as bad a stat as you'll ever see on the rebounding side, 63-21. Murray 4-6, and it doesn't get any easier for the Racer women. They play 11th-ranked Florida State in Tallahassee at 1 p.m. Saturday. Our coverage starts at 12:45 on the WNBS. Now, tomorrow, Kentucky battles Ohio State in the second game of the CBS Sports Classic. In the opener, it's UCLA and North Carolina, and we have coverage of both games through Westwood One Sports. You can hear both of them on 1130 WOFC. The coverage starts at 11:45 tomorrow morning with the UCLA North Carolina game. And then the Kentucky contest will be on at about 2:15. Western Kentucky has added Tennessee forward Jabari McGee. That's the second former Volunteer to join the Hilltoppers this year. The 6'7 McGee averaged about 4 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 12 minutes in 14 games for Tennessee before announcing earlier this month he's transferring. He'll have 2.5 years of eligibility remaining when he begins playing midway through next season, per NCAA transfer rules. McGee joined 6'8 forward Willie Carmichael, who transferred from Tennessee to Western this spring and will be eligible next season. High school hoops, gave you a little taste of that. Charlie Settle last night, 14 points, 12 rebounds. Callaway County's Lady Lakers get a 60-27 win at Hickman County. It's their first win of the year. Callaway 1-5. They play at University Heights tomorrow, or at least they play University Heights in Hopkinsville. I'm not sure if that's at University Heights. Murray High girls will be in Lexington tomorrow to begin playing the traditional Bank Holiday Classic. They could be there, I think, all the way through the 23rd. This is a terrific tournament featuring many of the top-ranked teams in Kentucky, including top-ranked Elizabethtown, the 5-0 Lady Tigers. Open play against Fern Creek at 5:30. Airtime tomorrow, 5 p.m. on WNBS. You'll just have to check the front page at 1340WNBS.com. You can check our Twitter account on WNBS. Check Travis Turner's Twitter account, because it's a tournament, and when they play next depends on the result of the current game. So we really can't look too far ahead as to when that will be. Boys high school action last night. Fulton City beat Christian Fellowship 56-45. Tillman continues its fine start, an 84-53 winner over Hickman County. Webster County knocking off St. Mary 59-34. Fulton County 75, CCA 34. Trigg County went overtime but couldn't pull it out against Madisonville 63-55. University Heights beat Caldwell County 78-58. Livingston Central defeating Crittenden County 58-53. The 2-3 Callaway County Laker boys will be hosting Todd Central at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, and a game that serves as the undercard for the Campaign Classic, which will be played at Jeffrey Gymnasium. Three games of the Campaign Classic are being played tonight in Memphis. And then tomorrow's games here in Murray at Jeffrey Gymnasium at 4 p.m. It's Arlington High School from Tennessee against Prolific Prep out of California. At 6, Luzanne Collegiate Academy from Tennessee, that's Campaign's old school, will take on Word of God Academy out of North Carolina. That's at 6. And then at 8, Word of God takes on Memphis East. The 6-1 Murray High boys are off until Monday when they host Barron County in the Murray Bank Christmas Classic at Taylor Gym at 7:45. In the 6 p.m. game, Callaway County faces Ballard Memorial. The Lakers will play Barron County and Crittenden County on Tuesday, while the Tigers close out the event with a 7:45 game against Ballard Memorial. Jacksonville State will look to become the first OVC team to reach the FCS National Championship game since 1982. The Gamecocks host former Southland Conference foe Sam Houston State. for the second straight year in the playoffs. The game pitched the number one and number three ranked offenses in the FCS this season, as the two teams average a combined 1,072 yards and about 83 points a game. Kickoff time set for 3 p.m. Saturday at Burgess Snowfield in Jacksonville. The game will air on ESPNU. Another change is coming to Kentucky's football offense. Offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson announced yesterday he won't be back. Fox Sports' Bruce Feldman reports Dawson and head coach Mark Stoops are not on the same page. Quarterback Patrick Toles has already announced he won't be back after next season. Meanwhile, defensive coordinator DJ Elliott will stay with the team. And Kentucky football standouts Josh Forrest, Corey Johnson, John Toth, and Boom Williams have earned postseason all-conference honors from Phil Steele Publications. It was announced on Thursday afternoon. Johnson, a senior defensive tackle, was named second team, with Forrest, a senior linebacker, earning third-team honors. Toth, a three-year starter at center, earned third-team honors, while Williams was named the third-team running back. All right, that's got you caught up with the sports heading into the weekend. By the way, we do have Saturday night NFL football after that Murray High girls game. It's the New York Jets going up against Dallas. As usual, you can check out the front page of 1340WNBS.com, and we always have our radio schedule right on the front page. Have a terrific weekend. Next week, I don't believe we'll be able to have any shows. I think we're pulling out early for Dayton on Monday. We'll be in transit Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, of course, the Christmas holidays. So this is our final pre-Christmas show. Hopefully you have a great Christmas. We'll see you back here on the other side on the Neil Bradley Show at 1340WNBS.com.